You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Clinton Edminster, the executive director of ArtRise Savannah. Hi, Clinton.
Hello.
Also with us is Megan White, the marketing projects manager of Visit Savannah. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
And there are lots of art exhibits to see this weekend, including one that's ongoing, Megan, at the Telfair.
That's right. It's Elvis at 21, and it coincides with the 60th anniversary of his first concert in Savannah. So it's photographs of him at that age, and it's a really great exhibit that everyone should try to make it to.
Cool. And I also know at our website, gpbnews.org, there's a little postcard sort of about that concert. So that's a cool tie in there as well. And then Clinton, there's a couple exhibits on Friday night, too.
Absolutely. If on Friday night you're looking for some really fun art to check out, I've got two ideas. The first one is go to Sulphur Studios, because down there they're doing a project called Art Deca, which is a fundraiser for the Savannah Skate Park. And so what they've done is they reached out to artists throughout town, a whole bunch of different folks, I think over 50 different artists, to paint the backside of these skate decks, and there will now be auctioned off on Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. So there's some really incredible artwork. I got to see them a couple days ago. Super high quality. This is absolutely the thing you want above your mantle or somewhere in your house. So go check that out and also support a really wonderful physical activity, Savannah skating, which is very cool. And then also on Friday, over at Nonfiction Gallery, which is just a couple blocks north of Sulphur Studios, we have a show up there called Disembodied, which is a new media show put together or curated by four art history students from the Arts College. And what they were really looking for is an exploration about the physical and simulated mediums that we use in our daily lives. So this should be a really exciting new media show featuring a lot of technology. And that's from 6 to 9 on Friday as well.
Cool. And then on Saturday, Megan, we are approaching beach season. And of course, here in Georgia, that also means sea turtle season.
That's right. So the 12th annual Tybee Turtle Trot happens Saturday morning. It's a 5K race. And then after the 5K race, they will release sea turtles into the ocean. And you can find more information about that at tybeemarinescience.org.
Always fun supporting the endangered sea turtles. And then on Saturday afternoon, Clinton, there's some fashion.
Absolutely. So the Savannah Bazaar, which has been going on for, I think, about a year or so, will be taking place up at Jelinek Creative Supply on Indian Street. Tickets are $1 to get in, and once you do, there's a whole bunch of different vendors in there. And then throughout the day, there will be different fashion shows going on featuring clothing from Gypsy World and the House of Strut, as well as a kids' fashion show featuring kids from Loop It Up Savannah.
Great. And $1 has got to be the cheapest fashion show you'll ever go to.
Yeah, it's a really good deal. I think for $1, you get $2 of market bucks that you can spend in the market. So you're actually making a dollar. It's
That's
the best
cool.
investment.
A dollar you can spend on like local crafts and artisans.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great. Well, Clinton Edminster, the executive director of ArtRise Savannah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Megan White, the marketing projects manager of Visit Savannah. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Great to be here.
And have a great weekend, both of you.
Oh, thank you.
You too.